Blessed Sabbath to all our dear families, those that are coming in and those that are on the phone. We will begin our children's Sabbath school lesson on this day, February 8, 2014. We are still reading for our lesson book. It's called Desire of Ages, and this is chapter 9. The title is Days of Conflict. This is part 2 of our studies. Before we begin, we would like to have opening song, and this is from the psalm books, taken from the book of Psalms 95, verses 6 and 7, and it's called, O Come, Let Us Worship and Bow Down. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hands, and the sheep of his hands. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pastures, and the sheep of his hands. And the sheep of his hands. Today, if you will hear his voice, little ones, harden not your heart. If any one of the dear family would like to have opening prayer, little mommies or daddies, they can't be able to come up. Just bubble out.
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, dear Lord God Jesus, precious Holy Spirit, we thank you so, so much for bringing us all together, for kissing us this morning and waking us up, for watching over us so tenderly throughout the whole night and allowing us to have more time to spend with you and to spend with each other. We pray, O Lord God, that you'll please be with us as we study today in fellowship. We pray that you'll please water our hearts with the Holy Spirit so that your word may be deeply and richly planted in the soil of our heart, that it may grow up and bear much fruit for your glory. Help us, O Lord God, and give us strength to be kindly, to be gentle, to be compassionate, and to be patient with all those who are around us so that they may see Jesus in everything that we do. We love you, Lord. And we thank you so much for all that you have given us. In Jesus' name we pray, O Lord. Amen.
So, dear ones, we will begin our study with the opening scripture. For our study is taken from 2 Corinthians 8:9, and this is from the King James Version, and it reads, For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that he, through his poverty, may be rich. This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 2 of our study in our lesson book entitled Days of Conflict. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following scriptures, bubble up.
Matthew chapter 23, verse 23. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithes of mint and anise and cumin, cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith, those all ye have done, and not to leave the other undone.
Job chapter 28, verse 20. And unto the man he said, Behold the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and so depart from evil is understanding.
Amen. Amen. Psalm 119, verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to thy word. Psalms 119, verse 11, Thy word I have hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee.
Psalm 119, Aleph. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Psalm 119, verse 2. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart.
Psalm 119, verse 3. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. Amen.
So let us continue in our book, Desire Ages. And we will be still on chapter 9, and we'll be covering pages 86 through 89.
Jesus went to relieve every case of suffering that he saw. He had little money to give, but he often denied himself of food in order to relieve those who appeared more needy than he. His brothers felt that his influence went far to counteract theirs. He possessed a tact which none of them had or desired to have. When they spoke harshly to poor, degraded beings, Jesus sought out these very ones and spoke to them of words of encouragement. Amen.
To those who were in need, he would give a cup of cold water and quietly place his own meal in their hands. As he revealed their suffering, the truth he thought were associated with his act of mercy and were thus revered in the memory. All this displeased his brothers. Being older than Jesus, they felt that he should be under their dictation. They charged him with thinking himself superior to them and reproved him for setting himself above their teachers and the priests of and rulers of the people. Often they threatened and tried to intimidate him, but he passed on making the scriptures God. Jesus left his brother and treated them with unfailing kindness, but they were jealous of him and manifested the most decided unbelief and contempt. They could not understand his conduct. The great issue, contradiction, presented themselves in Jesus. Amen.
What type of suffering cases did Jesus see and work to relieve? And how did his brother feel about all these things that Jesus did? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
Those who appeared more needy than he was, those who were in need, he sought out the hardly spoken to degraded poor begin, and speak to them words of encouragement. And these displays his brothers, being older than Jesus. They felt that he could be under their dictation.
We will be able to have a beautiful scripture song. And it's taken from Psalms 102, verse 4 from the King James Version. And our dear sister Lynn is going to play it for us. The dear family would like to take the following paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 87. He was He was the divine Son of God and yet a helpless child. The creator of the world, the earth was his possession, and yet poverty marked his life experience at every step. He possessed a dignity and individuality whom distanced from earthly pride and assumptions. He did not strive for worldly greatness, and in even the loneliest position, he was content. They angered his brother. They could not account for his constant security under his serenity under trials and deprivation.
Amen.
Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 87. They did not know that for our sake he had become poor, that we through his poverty might be rich. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. They could understand that the mystery of his mission no more than the friends of Job could understand his humiliation and suffering, taken from Desire of Ages, page 87, paragraph 3. Jesus was misunderstood by his brothers because he was not like them. His standard was not their standard. In looking to men, they had turned away from God, and they had not his power in their lives. Amen.
Boys and girls, how did Jesus feel about and treat his brothers, and why did his brothers have the most decided unbelief and contempt? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
Jesus loved his brother and treated them with unfailing kindness. But they were jealous of him and manifested the most decided unbelief and contempt, and they could not understand his conduct.
Amen. Great job, dear ones. For all the families that are coming in, we are still in Desire of Ages. This is page 88. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph.
Desire of Ages, page 88. The forms of religion which they observed could not transform the character. They paid tithe of mint and anise and cumin, but omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. Matthew 23, verse 23. The example of Jesus was to them a continual irritation. He hated but one thing in the world, and that was sin. He could not witness a wrong act without pain, which it was impossible to disguise. Between the formalists, whose sanctity of appearance concealed the love of sin, and a character in which zeal for God's glory was always paramount, the contrast was unmistakable. Because the life of Jesus condemned evil, he was opposed, both at home and abroad. His unselfishness and integrity were commented on with a sneer. His forbearance and kindness were termed cowardice. Desire of Ages, page 88.
Amen. What a powerful study, dear ones. Take time and go back into the study. It will make you have strength to be able to carry on about your daily life, and as Christians, how to be able to handle situations. So I hope and pray that you will be able to enjoy to see the Savior go through his childhood as well as all the hardship, so you will know that you're not alone. Question, boys and girls, why was Jesus misunderstood by his brothers, and what was his example to them? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
Because he was not like them, his standard was not their standard. I'm looking to men, they had turned away from God, and they had not his power in their lives, and it was to them a continual
irritation.
He hated but no one
but
one thing in the world, and that was sin. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 88. Of the bitterness that falls to the lot of humanity, there was no part which Christ did not taste. There were those who tried to cast contempt upon him because of his birth, and even in his childhood he had to meet their scornful looks.
and evil whisperings. If he had responded by an impatient word or look, if he had conceded to his brothers or even one wrong act, he would have failed of being a perfect example. Thus, he would have failed of carrying out the plan of our redemption. Had he even admitted that there could be an excuse for sin, Satan would have triumphed and the world would have been lost. This is why the tempter worked to make his life as trying as possible, that he might be led to sin. That's from Desire of Ages, page 88, paragraph 2. But to every temptation he had one answer, it is written. He rarely rebuked any wrongdoing of his brothers, but he had a word from God to speak to them.
A powerful study, dear Lord. Question, boys and girls. Did Jesus taste of the bitterness that falls to the lap of humanity? And what would have happened if Jesus had responded by an impatient word or look? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
Yes, there was no part which Christ did not taste. There was those who tried to cast contempt unto him because of his birth, and even in his childhood he had to meet their scornful looks and evil whispering. And if he had conceded to his brother by even one wrong act, he would have been failed of being a perfect example.
Amen.
Now we have a perfect example of how to be able to be as Christian. And even though that we are going through many unfair circumstances, remember your Savior and try to become a perfect example, because it's not only for the person that is injuring you, but for all of those that are looking to see if they can see Jesus, for many to come to Christ. So dear ones, remember, you are not alone, and that your Savior in heaven knows what you are going through, because he has himself. And another thing I want to say is that if anybody tells you that Jesus did not suffer as we did, you have read it for yourself and you have experienced that he went through everything we did, but praise God he held on to Jesus, to his Father, through divine nature to be able to overcome. So just remember, if we should overcome as well, we need to hold on to Jesus that we may be able to also be victorious as well. Okay, dear ones? So question, boys and girls, what could happen if Jesus had admitted or made any excuse for sin? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The world who have been lost, this is why the tempter worked to make his life as trying as possible, that he might be led to sin.
Amen. So let's learn another beautiful scripture song, dear ones. And this is taken from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 19. And it's taken from the King James Version.
For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, but silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ and the lambs, without blemish and without spot. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, the silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, the with the precious blood of Christ was ever there, without blemish. And with us spot, and with us spot, as we are chapter 1 and the 18 and 19 verses.
Amen. Praise the Lord. For all the dear family coming in, welcome, and we are still in Desire of Ages, page 88. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, but will.
Desire of Ages, page 88. Often he was accused of cowardice for refusing to unite with them in some forbidden act. But his answer was, "It is written, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding." Job 28, verse 28. There are some who sought his society, feeling at peace in his presence, but many avoided him because they were rebuked by his stainless life. Young companions urged him to do as they did.
How did Jesus meet every temptation? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
To every temptation he had, one answer is, it is written. He rarely rebuked any wrongdoings of his brother, but he had a word from God to speak to them. Amen.
If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
Desire Pages, page 89. He was bright and cheerful. They enjoyed his presence and welcomed his vague suggestions, but they were impatient at his scruples and pronounced him narrow and straight-laced. Jesus' answer is written, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Psalm 119:9-11.
Desire Ages, page 89. It often is he was asked, "Why are you bent on being so singular, so different from all of us? It is written, he said, "Blessed are the undefiled in the ways who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimony and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways." Psalm 119:1-3. Taken from Desire of Ages, page 89, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You all did such a wonderful job, but just remember, whenever you're having such a difficult day, and you might think that you are not understood because of the way how you live your life and you're following your Savior, go back to this particular study and be comforted to know that you are trying to walk your Savior's footstep. So next week, we will continue with part 3 of our study in our lesson book entitled Days of Conflict. What a beautiful title. We will have closing prayer at this moment. If any one of their families, mommies or daddy, would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your blessed name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning, dear Father. Thank you for having such abundant mercy upon all of our lives, dear Father God, I pray. Please, Lord, continue to bless us and keep us in your light and in your way, dear Father God, I pray. Thank you for the many blessings that you have given to us, that despite we may have had a difficult week or a difficult time, dear Father God, you are still so merciful and just giving us yet another day that we may be able to seek you and praise you and just be in your light, dear Father God, I pray. Please bless this home church, dear Father God, and each and every one of our home. Bless each member attending today and those who are not here, dear Father God, I pray that you bless them wherever they are and bring them back to the fold, dear Father God, I pray. Thank you for the lessons that we learned today and for the being a perfect example, dear Father God, that you came down into humanity and to show us that it is not impossible to get through it, dear Father God. And thank you for just being merciful in all thy ways, that when you fall, dear Father God, you left an example to always pick us back up. Lord, please continue to guide us as we go through our day today, on your blessed Sabbath day. Please open our eyes, our ears, and our minds to the lesson that we ought to receive from everything that we will learn today, Father God. Bless each and every one of the speakers that will come after this, and bless each and every one that participated today. In your Son's precious name, I pray. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Lord, please forgive us our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings and anything that we have done in this body that is not of you, dear Father God, I pray. Please remove it, dear Father God, and continue to bless us. Amen.
Amen, dear sister, and I do second on that prayer. So, dear ones, we have just come to the ending of this beautiful study. Next Sabbath, we're still in Chapter 9, Days of Conflict, but it will be a Part 3. And that will be held February 15, 2014. For all the children, we have created activities that you may continue on in your lessons and be familiar with all the words and all the different terms that has been used so you could be able to continue keeping it in your heart and your mind. May y'all have a blessed Sabbath and a continue rejoicing in this blessed day. And special thanks for all the dear sisters and brothers that participated in putting such a beautiful program. God bless everyone.